Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. The new year was not kind to parts of California, which were inundated with heavy rains and floods. KCBS reporter Matt Bigler.
Over 5 inches of rain fell on San Francisco on Saturday, causing water damage to homes and businesses, including German Rivas residents.
Unbelievable. I never seen this in my life. It's unsafe to stay in the house.
High winds toppled trees, and one person died in Sacramento after being trapped in a flooded vehicle.
A construction accident in Charlotte turned deadly. Officials say scaffolding collapsed at the site. Charlotte Fire Chief Jackie Gilmore.
Unfortunately, we have 3 construction worker fatalities. 2 additional workers were transported non-emergency to area hospitals for evaluation.
Police are still working to determine a motive for a machete attack against 3 NYPD officers near Times Square on New Year's Eve.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where the young man police say attacked NYPD officers near Times Square on New Year's Eve has been arrested, charged with attempted murder. 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Maine remains in the hospital after being shot in the shoulder. Investigators are now working to figure out if he was motivated by radical Islamic extremism. A police officer shot Bickford during the confrontation Saturday after they say he wounded 3 officers with a machete.
Dozens of Russian troops were killed in a Ukrainian missile strike over the weekend. CBS reporter Maria Lushina is in Latvia.
Ukraine took responsibility for a strike after dozens of Russian soldiers died in a place called Makiivka in the Donetsk region. Earlier on Monday, Russian Defense Ministry said the missile struck a building that housed a lot of Russian soldiers, and at least 63 troops have died.
About 65,000 people attended the first of 3 days of public viewing for Pope Emeritus Benedict at St. Peter's Basilica. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
Some of the faithful held up their phones as they filed past the mortal remains of this, the first pope to resign in 6 centuries. Pope Emeritus Benedict, clad in red papal mourning robes, hands clasped, lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica until Thursday's funeral.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is vying for the speaker role. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
He held a conference call with House Republicans Sunday, agreeing to changes in order to win enough support for the speakership. Those demands included the ability of any 5 members of the majority party to initiate a vote to remove the speaker. He would also establish select committees to investigate President Biden's COVID and border policies.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. A pay raise on the way for staffers at Wisconsin State Assembly. WisPolitics.com reporting the biggest pay hikes are for jobs at the top, including Speaker Robin Voss's chief of staff, which will now come with a salary range of $102,000 to $156,000. Also seeing a pay increase, messengers who have the lowest paying positions, they'll now earn between $30,000 and $46,000 annually. Lawmakers also seeing a slight pay increase to over $57,000. That happens this month. It is once again costing you more to fill up your gas tank. GasBuddy.com reporting average gas prices in Wisconsin rose 20.6 cents per gallon last week, today averaging 301. Last week's extremely cold weather led to many refinery problems, shutting down over 1 million barrels of refining capacity and pushing up wholesale prices. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUK Radio. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Could you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome. It is 2023, folks. Welcome to Dueling Tangents here on the 2 o'clock hour across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers. He is Brian Kelly.
Hey, everyone.
We are... go ahead.
Oh, I just want to let everybody know that 2023 is the year that Zardoz takes place in. If you don't know what it is, you should look up the word Zardoz, because this is the only thing that'll come up, Z-A-R-D-O-Z. You'll see a lovely picture of Sean Connery with a gun. That happened in 2023. So, looking forward to it. Going to be a weird year, I think.
My resolution is to
demand results.
There you go. I should be held accountable to those results, because I really wanted to do a 2022 bingo card, and we had a couple things going on in 2022, Brian. Right? Like, I can get a pass for last year, but
a year ago we had one station. We were broadcasting on one station at this time a year ago, and now we have
just a couple
enough
more.
Enough that we probably shouldn't list them off at the beginning of the show, because we have only an hour here. So,
I was going to say, it is a short amount of time. But folks, welcome. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. As Brian's request, we won't list off all those stations. But if you want to check out where we're playing, go to civicmedia.us. That's our website. You can see the coverage patterns and all the excellent programming across the Civic Media network. Brad Guy, how you doing? I hope this is like riding a bike, because it's been a little while since you and I have been on the air.
It's been a little bit. I took a lot of last week to reflect and think about things and mad dash program a bunch of things. But I had a great New Year's. I spent it in Chicago with some really good friends, had a great time. I did not have as much fun as I did at the Civic Media holiday party. I'll say that. Although I was under the influence of Manhattans, I did stop before. So I remember the whole evening.
There you
which
go.
Was nice.
It was learning.
And I didn't eat too much of the crab rangoon dip, although that was fantastic.
Huh.
I was reasonable.
Yeah.
And then I slept and was great. The cool thing was, we brought Daisy down there, and Daisy met Val, who's my friend's dog. And Daisy and Val got along great, and they chase each other all over the house and up and down the stairs and outside the backyard and all morning long and all night long and all everything. We brought Daisy home yesterday. We got home around like 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
She laid in her bed.
Just gassed.
until this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
And she got up to bark once and then to drink some leftover cereal milk. And then
it was just done. Yeah.
Till 10 this morning.
There you go. That will now you know the trick. You just need to get a second dog. Yeah. They'll tire each other out.
Yeah, I just think the dog just, I think the dogs were drinking.
Yeah.
Well, either way, we were celebrating the resignation of Fred Prynne.
Yeah. And folks, there are a lot of different stories that had occurred since Brian and I were last on the air, but we're going to start, we'll try to catch up on those in the coming days. We don't want to miss any rants or tangents that we would have been able to do last week, but Brian, as you said, was doing a lot of the programming. I was doing a lot of the traffic for all of the excellent programming that we were offering still across the civic media during the holiday week, but we didn't get to hop on and share those tangents on air, and they will come. But the first place where we will start for tangents is kind of taking a victory lap, Brian. There was there was a little bit of credit to be taken because Fred Prynne announced in a right before the holiday news dump, knew that we weren't going to be on the air for a couple of days. I don't know how he knew, but I think he knew, Brian. But Fred Prynne announced that he was going to be stepping down from his seat on the State Natural Resources Board after 20 months overstaying his welcome, Brian. And
Was it to make was it because he wanted the system to function or because of any actual desire to do anything other than retain power over the DNR? No. It's just for spite. It's not for any like, hey, well, look, there's a project we're doing and I'm heading it up and we need to go and have this project will fall apart without me. Or, hey, there's a functionality that needs to be taken care of because of what I do. No, it was just for spite. And just because screw Evers. That's really it. By the way.
And it was coordinated spite. He coordinated with staff members of the state Senate office members that would oversee confirmation of Fred Prynne's replacement. He also coordinated with for lobbyists and the former governor, Scott Walker, himself. So, it was a coordinated effort.
None of it was because of never in any of those conversations or reasonings or this is why I should stay in was a function of the DNR itself. None of it was to make the DNR function better or for it to work correctly. It was all spite and power play. And by the way, it's not just Fred Prynne. I have to bring up again, there's 150 plus appointees still not confirmed by Evers. So if you're wondering why your government isn't functioning as well as it should be, or why certain government or state agencies are just not as responsive as you want them to be, it's because 150 people that should be appointed to run these things or be a part of running these things are being held up because of what? For spite.
Yeah.
By the way, before we started the show, I'm sorry, last thing. So before we started the show, the legislature announced raises for themselves and all of their staff, including Robin Voss's, coordinator, secretary, whatever special person who gets over $100,000 a year. I don't understand what they're coordinating because they haven't worked since last frickin' March. And the year before that, they haven't worked since the March before that. So they're giving raises and they're not even doing their frickin' jobs. There's 150 people that need to be running different agencies that are not, and all because of spite. Not because of functionality, not because we need to go and keep this the way it is because of this, or this, but out of spite.
Yeah, and Fred Prynne charged taxpayers just shy of $100,000. I believe it was about $87,000 taxpayers spent defending Prynne for overstaying his welcome for more than 20 months. And so not only is there the time and effort that these appointees that could be replaced and effectively run the government better, as you pointed out, Brian, those more than 150 appointees waiting confirmation from the state Senate that refuses to even hold a hearing for these qualified appointees by the Evers administration to run and sit on these boards. He spent taxpayer dollars to overstay his welcome to defend himself in court. The Republican legislature greenlighted that. And so, yeah, we're going to get a little bit into the doublespeak that the Republicans tend to do these things. We've got a little clip that we're going to share on an upcoming segment. And we're going to get to, everybody says the free market is the one with the answers. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what happened with Southwest over the holiday travels and some other excellent headlines as well. But we want to take your phone calls, too. We are live on this Monday afternoon after the holiday. It is 2023. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to give us a call, share your thoughts, call or text 844-967-2789. Those phone lines are open. But, Brian, I think...
I got to point out... Oh, please.
No, go ahead. Point it out.
I got to point out that there are certain instances where the people who are appointed, they're appointed to a non-political agency. They're appointed people to run agencies, but in certain instances, it's like an apolitical thing. It's just, you know, functioning over, running MATC, that type of stuff.
Well, the Natural Resources Board is supposed to be a policy-setting board. It's not supposed to be hyper-partisan or have these political actors like Fred Prehn overstay their welcome.
Yeah. In certain instances right now, there are like four people who are appointed, right, who are just sitting there, who go to meetings and are part of the meetings and part of the functioning, but sit on the side in the back because they're interim and don't get to vote. Where the people who are about to leave or should be leaving, but can't leave because the other people haven't been approved yet, are sitting on the board, still voting, but actually do want the other people to come in because their time is up and they need to go. But now we're doubling up on people in meetings because of spite by the legislature that is run right by the Republicans. So this makes no sense.
I think it was spiteful that he waited until December 23rd. I think that was a whole part of when he announced it as well. He wanted this to die in the holiday news dump that occurred right before everybody was preparing to take some time off. And so I think Brian makes an excellent point by saying it's not just an isolated incident with Prehn. This is a coordinated tactic that conservative-minded individuals and conservative actors across Wisconsin are using this method, the method of overstaying welcome, now that they have the legal precedent that a term date ending does not institute a vacancy for a board or whatever appointment process needs to happen for the state senate to approve these individuals. They're effectively saying that this is fine. Prehn was the test balloon, but they're using it everywhere, and it makes all the more important the upcoming state Supreme Court race. It is 2023, folks. I do not feel bad one bit anymore talking about this. It is something we tried to delay talking about after the midterms because we know how exhausted individuals were with the entire 2022 cycle. But there is an important election coming up. Primary in February, general in April for the spring election here in Wisconsin. And if you're not focused on the state Supreme Court race that is upon us, you got to start focusing on it. Because the legal system that okayed Fred Prehn overstaying his welcome is still in place. And there's a potential to flip that majority on the state Supreme Court this spring.
Yeah, there used to be a Republican answer for how to function and how government should work. Now, it's just government shouldn't work, and we're the people who are going to wreck it. And there's, unfortunately, too many people who have gotten used to hating the government without expecting any results. And those are the people who keep electing these folks to go and wreck it.
First people for a handout, though, when the PPP loans came out, those same Republican actors saying the government can't help you, they got their handout when a government could help them.
That's because they got the inside track, and that's how a capitalistic government is supposed to work, right?
We're going to get more into that in the third segment, but before we get there, we're going to talk a little bit about what Robin Voss had to say on the Sunday shows yesterday. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. It's New Year's Day observed around the state and the country, but you can give us a call. 844-967-2789. Dueling Tangents is live, and we're going to be right back.
He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 39 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 34. Overcast. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. 41. Cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, he's Brian. You're listening across Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app wherever fine apps are downloaded. You can learn more. You can take us with you on the go. It's an excellent app to download here in the new year, 2023.
You ever heard the lyrics of this song or read the lyrics of this song?
I've heard the lyrics from the song, I don't know if I've
sell down. The kids for food, weather changes mood. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's all in blue.
It's uplifting. Yeah. Tender Age in Blue.
2023. It's going to be an interesting year. I've been listening to a lot of Nirvana lately, so that one's been kind of an earworm for me. A lot of driving around the holiday week. I don't know about you, Bri. I know you were down in Chicago, but outside of that, I don't know how much other driving you were doing.
A lot of local driving. Yeah. A lot of local driving.
Yeah,
Yeah, we had fun.
It's been some excellent driving playlists. That's all I've been rocking out to a bunch of. I do really appreciate the end of the year Wrapped from Spotify because it kind of sums. It's like a book report on everything that you listen to throughout the year, and so I appreciated getting to hear some of the things I was listening to throughout 2022.
Yeah, plus the 90s into the early 2000s, but mostly just the 90s were the last time albums as a composition were an art form, like as a regular thing. Mm-hmm. And that's just a matter, and I'm not trying to be like, it was all better back when I was a kid. No, it's just that's just how it was because, that you couldn't release things as a single as easily, plus the market was way different. People actually bought full albums rather than downloading.
Just streaming.
We were in the process of transitioning into streaming and downloading and things like that. Hooray Metallica. Again, people, that's another thing that, like, people were flying the plane without really figuring out how it works. Cause, if you wanted any music whatsoever, you just went to Napster and just got it for free. You can get it for free right now on YouTube. And there's a whole bunch of different ways you can get music, but the way that people got paid is totally different. Anyway, point is that if you ever need any recommendations for full albums to actually listen to, like front to back,
Brian's got my heyday, man.
I'm your guy.
Folks, we're talking about some of the headlines we missed while we were out, and we're going to get to a couple more of them, but before we do that, we're going to jump over to the phone lines. We've got Millie and Madison calling in. Millie, what's on your mind today?
I think that basically keeping the DNR guy in his seat, it's a legal fascist tactic. It's one way that fascists use to end democracy. Because if you don't let, like, elected officials put in the people that they are voted by the citizens to place in for policy reasons, et cetera, then basically it's just a way to end democracy. And that has been going on in Wisconsin since 2010.
Yeah, it's absolutely been a part of the Republican game plan here in Wisconsin to limit the amount of voices that actually get to contribute to the decision-making process. The goal of Robin Voss is to consolidate power. And he very effectively did that with the gerrymandered maps that were passed in 2011. And he's been high on his own supply, in my own opinion, for a really long time. And it's pretty interesting because now we have revelation that, you know, maybe he's saying one thing to Congress and then another thing to local news outlets here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian, because Rep. Janelle Branchen, he came out against him in his own caucus. He was primaried by a far-right candidate in his own district, nearly lost, like 300 votes shy of losing that Republican primary back in August. Like, had to spend, I think, roughly $1 million, if not close to it, to defend himself in a re-election campaign from a primary opponent. And
who's a crazy person that used a catapult.
Toss Voss. But this is an interesting clip, Brian, because he sat down with reporter A.J. Bidapour.
Janelle had a habit as the...
Let's go ahead. Let's play it for the people.
Just run it.
Focusing on what we could get done. She focused on things that clearly were outside our purview, thinking that we were going to overturn the election when that's clearly unconstitutional, thinking that we were somehow going to, you know, go back and relitigate 2020. That made her unfit and unqualified.
Former President Trump also pressured you to overturn the election.
Yeah, he did.
What was it like?
But I beat him.
What was it like? What was it like to have a former president pressuring you to overturn the election and then turn around and openly endorse and rally for your primary opponent?
Well, I hope it shows people that I'm willing to stand up for what I believe in, no matter how high or intense the political pressure is. Look, I think there were problems with the 2020 election. It should have been done differently. We should have reformed it. It didn't happen because of the election. But I'm not going to go back and spend all of my time living in the past. And I feel like that's where some people are.
Do you think the former president committed any crimes related to the 2020 election?
I have no idea. I mean, I do think the January 6th commission is a big witch trial. I mean, you know, they didn't really do very much other than try to make it into a political circus. And I guess it goes right back to what I said earlier,
right,
that people are tired.
Cut this off.
And Voss
right
knows a little. He knows a little thing or two about a political circus.
Yeah, he forgot that he actually testified to them.
He testified to them and said that Donald Trump did not pressure him to overturn the election, and then came on television and said, "Oh yeah, I beat him. He was pressuring me, but I beat him." What? So either he lied to Congress.
It's a function of one, not a function of what's right.
Yes. And so he's acting like he did not try to relitigate 2020. He spent $1.25 million on Michael Gableman and the insane special counsel that did try to do exactly what Robin Voss just said they didn't try to do.
It would not have been there without him.
It's good to know that in 2023, Robin Voss will continue to try to gaslight whoever he's talking to about what Robin Voss actually does and doesn't do. Good to know that that's going to be a constant still, Brian. We can count on that one happening in 2023. But
hey, remember that really landmark legislature that Robin Voss spearheaded that really helped the state of Wisconsin and the actual people and taxpayers of Wisconsin?
No. They're sitting on the surplus. They're not actually doing anything to help.
Oh, none of that happened.
No, none of that.
Because he doesn't
happened.
Have any of that.
Yeah, that didn't.
Great.
Didn't happen. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. It is happening here on a Monday afternoon in 2023. You want to join the conversation? Share a tangent with us? 844-967-2789. Going to talk about the free market coming up next.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
I have never been more excited about anything that I have gotten a chance to work on.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. The deadly storm that flooded parts of California is now moving southeast. Meteorologist William Churchill is with the National Weather Service.
Where the atmospheric river is going to impact is from Northern California southward, mainly into Central California, but a little bit of Southern California as well.
Police have charged 19-year-old Trevor Bickford with attempted murder after he allegedly attacked three NYPD officers with a machete on New Year's Eve. Beth Ann Brunel lives near his home in Wells, Maine.
Oh, this is insane. I'm like blown away to think so close from home that someone would like go all the way to New York and commit these crimes.
A public viewing is underway for Pope Emeritus Benedict.
I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, you know, firsthand, seeing the Pope now late, put in the St. Peter's Basilica.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Police say two men are dead after a shooting at a bar in Racine early yesterday. One of the men was the owner of the bar. His name was Avery Stewart. Friends called him Rerun. Investigators say there was a fight, then someone left to get a gun, but details are sketchy after that. Racine police are asking anyone who may know exactly what happened to come forward. A Dane County judge rules people in Wisconsin can sell a wider variety of homemade food without a commercial license or kitchen. Judge Rhonda Lanford expanded the types of foods that can be sold to include things like candy and roasted coffee beans. In sports, the Packers beat the Vikings last night 41-17. Green Bay makes the playoffs if they beat Detroit next week. Also last night, the Wizards beat the Bucks. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Real quick, Brian, didn't give a shout-out to William Walter holding down the fort last week with the live shows he did with Evan while you and I were off for the week between the holidays. So I want to shout-out and thank Will for stepping in and sharing his tangents with the listening audience last week. If you want to be like Millie here in Madison or any of the other fine listeners out there that want to share their thoughts, 844-967-2789. Those tangents are available all hour long. Let's head over to those phone lines. We've got our buddy Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, what's on your mind here in 2023?
Hi, Happy New Year to you guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to mention one thing about Voss. He didn't have a problem spending $1 million-plus for Gableman before Trump turned on him. So he's like a chameleon, you know. So that's all I wanted to say today, boss, is Oh, I can't say anything kind about him, so boss is boss. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Wisco. Absolutely good to point out. I believe Voss brought the McDonald's to Trump's plane. Like, the remember the photo back in 2021 when before Gableman got started, it was going to be a couple of former police officers that were going to look into the hearsay around widespread fraud, and they didn't really know what the shape of that special counsel's office was going to look like yet, and Voss met Trump, went down to Mar-a-Lago on the plane, has a picture, and there's a McDonald's bag between the two of them, and I have a feeling Voss suckered up, got that McDonald's for him, and then was like, oh yeah, I don't have a problem writing a blank check to Michael Gableman to allegedly say that there was widespread fraud without actually being able to prove any widespread fraud. So we appreciate that reminder, Wisco.
I wonder if Voss purchased a couple of Trump NFTs. Did you for Christmas when you gave out gifts, did you how many NFTs did you give to your family, and which ones? Because NFTs apparently have a lot of value. I mean, I could go and look at the picture online myself just fine and see it, but your name would be associated with it, and that's a function of value somehow.
I don't even know if your name gets associated with it all the time. It's pretty much just...
No, on the search, your name gets associated on the search for it. So I think that's about it. But my point is that we are a society right now where people pay money, like actual money, to own images online that everyone can see anyway.
Digital trading cards.
It's... Like, there's no... Like, there's no collectible about it. It's just, I paid this money for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has no function. There's no actual thing about it. But it's the perfect analogy for literally everything we value as a society in the United States. This is exactly what happens. Because, you know, if you're in the NFT business, you never have to deliver anything. You never have to actually do anything. If you're in Donald Trump's business, grifting, you never actually have to deliver on any things that you're grifting on the promises that you make or the BS that you say. You never actually have to be held accountable because that's part of his business, grifting. But let's say you're an airline.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you
well utilized this time of year, traveling around the country to see loved ones, family members.
And your job is to move hundreds of people multiple times a day with all of their luggage and everything in the air across to another place in or around the world.
Yeah.
All over the place. At some point, you can't just BS your way through that.
No. There's places where those planes hit the tarmacs and you got to be able to deliver, like you said, the luggage or the people. They all have to run on time. And if they don't, you would be pretty upset. Like a lot of Americans were this past week, Brian. Like thousands.
And we're talking about the Southwest saga, but I want to go and inform you on the closest way I can encapsulate why the Southwest thing happened. And it's so freaking stupid. And it has to do with us worshiping crap like NFTs. Because we have this perception that because somebody has money, they're successful. Oh, that Uncle Johnny over there with the $1 million home, he's successful. He must be smart. Let's listen to Uncle Johnny. You know, they go to all these successful people or wealthy people and say, how did you get all your wealth? Well, they tell you, oh, I wake up and I drink a glass of water every day. And then I cut out the lattes and got my inheritance. You know, that's like my point is that at some point you have to freaking deliver. You can't just BS. Like, we talk about gas prices and things like that. At some point, they at least have to deliver the freaking gas, no matter what the price is. So Southwest, okay, had a CEO. Dude, everyone loved him. Like, the guy brought him from just Southwest to being the empire that Southwest is, in that you don't even, like, there's no, Expedia doesn't look for Southwest stuff. You have to look at Southwest specifically because they're a separate entity. That's how freaking big they are.
Yeah.
Southwest is huge. People will go and fight over a seat because it saves them money on a airplane because Southwest made it that way. My point is that this guy got his infrastructure run and infrastructure up and running. He was a guy who knew every, and this is from details I've listened to from different employees and different articles and verified here and there. But essentially, this guy was a of the employees type of person. He knew how the bag, he knew how to check a bag. He knew how to, and he talked to the employees that worked for him.
He could do the top down jobs in the company because he was on the front lines. He was,
yes,
was there and knew what Southwest was as he was building it out and expanding it.
And then he left with it primarily functioning, like really, really well.
2020, before the pandemic, Southwest was the number one airline rated by consumers going into 2020. Now, a lot has happened to the travel industry since 2020, so it's a very troubling time. The pandemic affected air travel more than probably, I mean, bars and restaurants were probably the only other thing that was affected more than air travel.
Yeah,
And so things have changed over the last 2 years, Brian.
Yes. Well, they also got a new CEO 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, maybe more than a decade, after the original guy retired. This new CEO was all about being an accountant, staying in his ivory tower, and separating himself from everybody to make the company function more efficiently and make more money. Well, when you're listen, I'm not trying to go and spew on profits. Profits are the point of making a business in the first place. You're supposed to make profits.
We're in commercial radio. We understand exactly how that works.
Yeah, we have to profit or else why the heck are we doing it anyway? My point is you have to eventually function to be able to profit. And this guy basically didn't care, left everything running the way it was, so that when he retired like 2 years ago, right before the COVID pandemic was just starting, oh, what a great time. I'm sure he got a nice parachute. This other guy took over and got handed this whole lump of crap because Southwest has been running on an infrastructure that has 1990s technology running it. They scaled themselves up so big, but didn't replace the infrastructure. Did you know anything about this, Luke? I think we just talked about having one station a year ago and now having a bunch. And you know what we're doing? We're upgrading all of our systems. Do you know why? Because the way that we did it as just one station is not scalable to the way we do it for multiple stations. And we're doing what Southwest somehow failed to do. Because at the time of the crisis, at the time of the situation, there were pilots in the planes, there were crews in the planes, and there were people with luggage loading the luggage up. The crews were in place. Even though they were shorthanded, they were ready to fly, but they had no ability to let anybody go anywhere because their system entirely crashed down, because their infrastructure was failed to be standardized. Look around our country. We've been talking about Infrastructure Week forever. Well, we still have crumbling roads and bridges. It still takes freaking, like, if you were to take a train from Chicago to New York, it'd take 19 hours. In that same amount of time, it takes 4 hours in China. Why do you think China's surpassing us in everything? I don't know. Maybe it's because they're, you know, prioritizing functionality over profits. Maybe they realize that delivering something is more important than making money all the time. Because if you make the money and don't do anything with it, it doesn't freaking matter. You're holding on to a valuable NFT. And you know what? When you're starving and sitting there and your internet doesn't work and the power is out because Greg Abbott decided to go and invest in yelling about the border and forgetting the power grid, well, you're not going to be able to sell your NFT when you're online because you have no freaking power.
Yeah, and I think it just goes to show as well that thousands of people were affected by this decision not to modernize Southwest. For some, it was an inconvenience. For others, it was there were stories about people missing the births of their children, family members that did not get to say goodbye to loved ones that were on their deathbeds. Like the ramifications seem minute when you talk about there were some airplane delays. But it's also important to point out that a lot of people then, Brian, took that anger, took that frustration, took the inconvenience or more from these delays and took them out on the customer service representatives. Like they had any control over how that system failure happened at Southwest over the holiday span. And so For Southwest to issue an apology, maybe provide a refund, it's just very frustrating to see. I'm going to use this as an example as what we display to people when they say, well, the government doesn't work. When Republicans say it's the government's fault that the Department of Workforce Development here in Wisconsin didn't deliver. It was Tony Evers' fault for not delivering unemployment insurance checks in a timely manner during the COVID-19 pandemic because the system was so overwhelmed that hadn't been modernized, that could have been modernized during the Scott Walker administration. President Barack Obama's administration offered to give grants to modernize the unemployment insurance claim system here in Wisconsin. Obama administration tried to show that government can work as long as we modernize it. Scott Walker said, no, I don't want to do anything that would be coming from the Obama administration. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to modernize the Department of Workforce Development. And then the time bomb goes off in an emergency like the COVID-19 pandemic. People need the system that they've been paying into. It's unemployment insurance, folks. And then they say, oh, well, government doesn't work. We got to continue to cut it. We got to continue to cut taxes and send that money back to the wealthiest among us. We're gonna provide tax cuts like a flat tax that overwhelmingly goes towards the wealthiest Wisconsin taxpayers who are already making off like bandits because of things like the Wisconsin Manufactured Agriculture Tax Credit. It is ludicrous, Brian. Sometimes the stories that people will go to say that government doesn't work, and then we see this case in Southwest, and I don't know. Nobody's not. I don't think there are any takeaways saying the free market doesn't work. Do they, Brian?
Yeah, the free market clearly doesn't work. It's not working right now because
nobody's going to come to that conclusion.
Market.
The people talking about the ramifications of what came because of the Southwest delays aren't blaming the free market like how Republicans blame government if there's a hiccup or a problem in government. It's ridiculous to think.
What would happen if, let's say, I don't know, the airlines decided to start failing? Do you think the government would come in and help them because they are kind of important?
Like the PPP loans that got all of them ensure their payrolls were able to be met during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they took those handouts. Yeah. And then, they bought a lot of stock buybacks during the pandemic just to bolster their profit margin. Oh, Brian, we're back into one of those cyclical self-fulfilling prophecies.
Yeah, but I got an NFT. It just says GOP, and that's all it is. It is my NFT. And it's worth whatever you guys throw into it, because you might as well do that when you vote for GOP.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We are live here on Monday, January 2nd, first day of the new year, first show of 2023. If you want to contribute, give us a call. Send us a text, 844-967-2789. We can get to those phone lines, as well as a fun little improv story that Brian wants to share on the other side of this break.
I can't believe that giant corporations have no interest in their own functionality. It's just insane. I cannot believe that.
But stock buybacks.
I don't understand how it happens.
Stock buybacks.
Oh, wait. NFTs.
Oh, wait. I did get you a Donald Trump digital trading card, so now I'm going to have to return it because clearly after this conversation...
No takebacks.
I kept my gift receipt, I think. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We're here in the new year, 2023. We'll be right back.
Here's Johnny. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Overcast tonight, with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 34. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 41. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 35. A dusting of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You see this movie?
No, not yet. I haven't watched the first one.
It's good too. I mean, they're different movies, and they're different plots, and they're different characters for sure. Different ways of telling a story, but
I think Chris Evans is fantastic. And I just haven't seen the first Knives Out, so it's been on my list. Are they both on Netflix? Can I just sit down on Netflix and watch them?
I don't know if they're both on Netflix, but they're on something.
I know the new one is on Netflix. So like it got released in the theaters for a hot second, but it's on Netflix now. I pay for all these streaming services, and I know that there's all this great content out there, but then I confuse which content is on which streaming service, and then I forget about it.
You can just look it up. It tells you if you just type in the movie, and then they'll tell you what streaming service it's on.
If it's in front of me, I'm going to watch it, and then if I have to go find it sometimes,
I'm telling you how this technology
I'm
works.
Not
what's
saying
going on,
it's a rational approach to how to find content sometimes, but I am very Oh, that's on. Okay, I'm going to turn that on. Now that's what I'm going to watch.
Yeah. I guess the whole reason I'm bringing it up is it's just the lesson from it is that Glass Onion, you know, you think there's so many layers to it. There seems so complex, but really you can see right through it to the center of what's in the middle of it. It's very easy, and it seems like it's complicated, but it's really not. Just like, you know, the stuff that we're talking about, Southwest, you just fly through the sky and with magic and air, and people worship things that have nothing to do with actual functionality. People worship money rather than actual functionality. And sometimes the things that need to be done aren't profitable. But sometimes, guess what? You know what's less profitable? Not having things. Like, if you don't take care of your power grid, Texas, you can't, like, things won't work. The things that you, like, you,
if
like,
you, if you don't invest, say, in infrastructure, like, I don't know, high-speed rail. Just pulling that one out of thin air, Brian. Just high-speed rail, you don't invest in it, and so therefore individuals from large population centers, say, I don't know, the city of Chicago, Minneapolis, and others, can't actually easily get to your state then, and then you have reports coming out that your workforce is going to lose about a couple hundred thousand workers, 130,000 workers, I believe, by the end of the decade. But what can you do? Let's cut taxes. That will be a more appealing approach to attract workers to Wisconsin, right?
Where they still have to fly anywhere they're going to go or drive.
If you got one tool, like a hammer, say tax cuts. Everything looks like a nail.
Well, I got one tool right here, and it's the on-air button. I'm going to press on-air and see what Jake from Eureka has to say.
How you doing, Jake?
Hey, guys. So, you know, I know Southwest is bad, but just remember Trump Airlines. Speaking of dysfunction, didn't Trump lose about $500 million of his daddy's money on Trump Airlines back in the 80s or whatever? It's just kind of like
everyone can do that. Everyone has a parachute like that. You can just try and fail and try and fail until you continue to try and fail and make it a business.
Yeah, just, you know, misuse the bankruptcy laws and the you know, insurance laws and fraud laws. You just, you know, break them all and get away with it until you get to be about 75. And then finally, maybe you might go to trial. We'll see.
You know, but, you know, that's what an alpha does. That's what a real leader and an alpha does. That's what good people do, is they trudge forward no matter the consequences.
He's a smart businessman, Jake. He's a smart businessman because he took advantage of those tax laws. It's his words. I'm not putting any words in his mouth.
That's right. He's Mr. Law and Order, right? He's going to send the troops out in the streets to, you know, break heads if you want to protest against police brutality and police violence and police murder. But as far as Law and Order goes for himself, forget about it. They're all out to get me. The FBI's got, you know.
He said that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it. That's not law and order.
Jake, the important thing is to remember is that it's all the same. So if it's, you know, a Democrat who's jaywalking versus, you know, someone, a Republican who, I don't know, let's say brought a gun to January 6th and, you know, that type of thing. I don't know. It's all the same. It's all the same level of everything. And a one person on the Democrats being a bad, kind of a bad actor in one kind of shady area is exactly equal to an entire party
committing
insurrection. Abandoning reason. It's all the same. It's all the same.
Well, it's all old news, you know. That was a, you know, a couple of years ago now. Why should we care about treason and
why are we living in the past so much, Jake? You're absolutely right.
That's what Robin Voss had to say.
You know what? When someone murdered my friend, I was like, you know what? Why are we living in the past trying to figure out who did this? Let's move on.
We appreciate your phone call. We appreciate your phone call, Jake. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. That was very awesome. Before we go, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Noah Gregoropoulos. I'm completely switching gears here. I grew up in improv, and I came up in improv. Improv is one of those things that is an art form that is about agreement. There's very few art forms out there that the basis of it is agreement. And I talk about Del Close a lot. If you have a chance, go check out For Mad Men Only. It's a documentary about Del Close. Del Close is the founder of one of the founders of Second City, Compass Players, Improv Olympic, whole bunch of everybody who was ever successful, from John Belushi to Tina Fey, all trained with Del Close. When Del Close passed, there was another guy, Noah Gregoropoulos. He's one of several who trained with Del. But Noah, seemingly grumpy old guy, recently passed a couple weeks ago from cancer. And he was one of those guys that, you know, didn't want people to be around him. Leave me alone. Let me die in dignity. Don't talk to me, type of thing. But I want to read a little bit of his obituary written by a buddy of mine, Jimmy Corain, who teaches improv in Chicago. And I'm going to go down to the end of it. The news spread, and he told this story to his daughter as a bedtime story, so I want to read the end of it real quick here. The news spread quickly among the townspeople. They sent messages of love and gratitude to Noah and Linda's small cottage. But there were so many messages, and the teacher was so weak that he could not read them all. Some of the townspeople wanted to see their teacher one last time, but he was a proud man and did not want that, so they respected his wishes. As the town people grieved his loss, they began consoling each other, and at the end of every conversation they would say, "I love you," to which the other person would say, "I love you." This was happening not only in the village, but throughout the land. Their love for their teacher had now spread to each other. In his death, the teacher had taught his greatest lesson, that love comes from being part of a community, and this would be one of his greatest contributions, because he didn't want people to be around his deathbed, but everybody said, "I love you," around him, and he touched so many people and had so many actors that are really, really good out there right now because of him. And you know what? He wasn't the greatest, most successful actor. He wasn't the, you know, lauded, and he's not going to have his name on posters or pictures forever. But every single one of his students got something from him, and he was a guru and taught things to people, and he brought people together with and reminded everybody that everything that works, that is, matters, is something that we do together.
It's community, baby. This is the Dueling Tangents community. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Luke and Brian will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you all then. Happy New Year.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Oh, Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.